Today I will give you a demo on how to connect to Azure Storage on the newest version of Storage Explorer. There are multiple ways that you can connect to your storage accounts. When you first open Storage Explorer, you are now prompted with options on how you want to connect to storage. You can sign in using your Azure account, which is similar to what the previous experience was, where you log in using your Microsoft account, allowing you to connect to your storage accounts in the cloud. Alternatively, you can choose to manually connect to your storage accounts or services using the information from the storage account. This allows you to connect using a SAS connection string to attach an account, a SAS URI to attach a service, or an account key to attach external storage. If you choose to manually connect, you are then able to enter any of these three things that allow you to connect. All three are entered in the same box, and depending on what you enter, we are able to determine what you are trying to connect. For example, let's say I have a connection string to a storage account. I would just paste the connection string right here, and it is able to detect not only that it is a SAS connection string, but it is able to find the account name and certain properties about the account, including my permissions. Once I press continue, this account appears on the left-hand side. Now, let's say I have a SAS URI to attach a storage service. I would come up here to connect to Azure Storage, and like before, I would paste it in the same box. Unfortunately, this SAS URI has expired, so I'm unable to connect to the service. However, if I were to have a SAS URI that is not expired, such as this one, it would automatically detect that I am connecting to a service and would show the account name that the service is coming from, as well as the permission and which service endpoint I am connecting to. Notice here that the service is a blob. Once I connect, the storage service appears under the Service SAS tab on the left-hand side. Now I have an account key of a storage account. When I paste the account key here, it then asks me for the account name as well as some other properties. Once I press next, it shows me the account name and key and allows me to connect to the service, which then also appears on the left-hand side. Lastly, if we are not able to detect what storage you want based on what you type in, you are able to identify how you would like to connect. For example, let's say I type in the account name. Press next. It will ask me if I want to connect to Azure Storage using a SAS connection string, using my account name and key, or if I want to connect to a service. Once I select what I want to connect to, the exact information needed is asked, and the process is similar as all of the previous ones. Thank you.